Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Sian.
Hi everyone, I'm Feifei.
What on earth are you looking for, Feifei? Why are you taking everything out of your bag?
I'm just looking for a stamp. I know I've got one in here somewhere. I just can't seem to find it.
A stamp? What do you want a stamp for?
I've written a letter to my family and I want to get it in the post before midday.
You've written a letter? That's a bit old school, isn't it?
Old school? Who are you calling old school? I'm younger than you.
Yeah, but writing letters is quite old school. You know, it's a bit old-fashioned. Most people just email or send instant messages nowadays.
Yeah, but it's so nice to get a real letter in the post. So, old school basically describes something that's from an earlier time, something old-fashioned. Let's hear some examples.
Whoa, that haircut is so old school.
You want to go roller skating tonight? Man, that's so old school.
Our new teacher is a bit old school in his approach, but he always gets good results.
So, old school is used as a bit of an insult, right?
No, it doesn't have to be. It can also be used as a compliment, to talk about something from the past that you admire, or to describe something you feel nostalgic about.
I love your new coat. It's so old school.
Look at these old school computer games. Aren't they awesome?
Exactly. I think it's a good thing to be old school. If only I could find that stamp.
Why don't you just fax it?
Well, that really would be old school, Sean. Get with the times.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.